Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man that nailed the forecast once again for last night, as we received just a little over 2 inches of snow. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning. It's still on the low side of our range.
But still, it's in the range.
It's in the range, yeah.
It's in the range.
I think that whole system kind of fell apart, because I know even across portions of northern New England, I've had amounts of 3 inches. So I think 1 to 3 was a better range than 2 to 5. But I always, at this point or at this stage of the game, I always like to go higher so that it falls lower, as opposed to lower and it falls higher.
Well, you were within the range, so that's all.
Yeah, no big deal.
Now, you're gonna have fun on Sunday and Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before we get there, I guess we can talk about the weather that's going to happen before we get there, like the rest of this week, like today and tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah, I'm not too thrilled about that at all.
No, I was looking at this. I said, boy, that's one big mess.
Oh, I'm really not. And I haven't even had a chance to go down to Facebook yet and, you know, put my outlook. But the whole thing is a mishmash. You know, as far as I'm concerned, today, you may get a little sunshine. It shouldn't be a terrible day for the last day of February. And highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, cloudy, 20 to 25. Partly cloudy for the first day of March. Not bad, 35 to 40. Saturday, cloudy, but we're going to get some snow on Saturday. We're going to have to add some snow in. It's not from the storm you're talking about. It's from another one, just offshore. So whatever we get on Saturday should be very light, and the high should stay in the 30s, and then we'll have to watch for Sunday. Storm system will be forming or coming out of the Tennessee Valley. It'll hop across the Carolinas and then move northeastward. Now, the question here is track. Does it cut across Delaware, go to Cape Cod, and give us all snow and plenty of it? Or does it cut across Atlantic City to eastern Long Island and give us snow with perhaps a wintry mix again? I don't think it's going to go any further west than that. So those are the questions to be answered, but it certainly does look like that we could see several inches of snow from Sunday night into early on Monday. How about that?
I'm betting if there's ever going to be a snow that stays all snow.
Well, last night.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about
you throw a big snow.
Big snow.
Yeah.
It would be one that starts off in March, just as a little slap in the face to everybody.
I got you. Yeah.
You know, and I won't say it. I always say in March, well, the thing about a March snow is that it melts real quick, and everybody always jumps on my back for that. So I won't say that if it snows on Sunday night or Monday or Tuesday or whenever. Because everybody always jumps on my back, but it's a true statement. The angle of the sun is different in March.
You know, you're so right. You're absolutely right.
But nobody believes me. Oh, it's right. you can get in the beginning of February, you can get 2 feet of snow, and it's around forever. You get a foot of snow in March or 2 feet of snow in March, let's say, and literally, it's down to nothing within 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is the biggest difference. You are so right. The biggest difference. Well,
but it's also a wetter snow too in March. It's also a wetter snow. You don't always get that fluffy stuff in March.
Right. Yeah, we do. You're right. And I'll tell you.
What are the world famous models calling for?
The two GFSs, which is the American model, the O1,
yeah.
Well, one in existence now, the new one, yeah. They're pretty similar. The European is calling for significant snow. So pretty much, you know, the modeling is for a change in agreement, pretty much, which is nice.
Well, we just have to see if the storm's in agreement.
Yeah, you know, and I have to go to Long Island on Sunday. I got to go to that baby shower.
Well,
it'll be there at 12:30.
But if it snows really heavy,
yeah,
you could always cancel.
I can't. My sister doesn't want to hear it.
That's right, because you've got that big 4x4. That's right.
You've
got no excuse. People think that because you have a big 4x4 and you're a meteorologist, you're immune to the weather.
Right, and that's not the case.
I remember the days when you used to have your location. You actually had the weather center, and you have to shovel to get in and out and stuff.
Yes, that was when I had the weather center above my mom's doctor's office.
Yeah, and it was just me. And one of the benefits of having the weather center in your house is you never had to do that again.
Boy, isn't that right?
You really get used to it. You forget things like that. I remember you talking about horrible things about the way you had to shovel back then.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. And I should ask you about this too, Marshall. Sloan Kettering and St. Luke's, yeah. Are they far apart?
I'm not sure why.
Because I have family at Sloan Kettering. This is as of next Wednesday, she's being operated on. And I have a very dear friend who's in St. Luke's who had a stroke, but he's doing okay. And since I was going into Sloan Kettering, I was wondering how close St. Luke's was. St. Luke's is on Amsterdam Avenue.
Yeah.
And Sloan Kettering is on York Avenue.
Then they are fairly close.
Yeah, fairly close?
Then they're fairly close.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're not that far apart. They're fairly close.
Yeah, maybe take a train.
Amsterdam, no, they're not fairly close. York is way away from that. York is down by the river. I think York is down by the East River.
Okay.
You're talking about York Street, right?
York Avenue.
York Avenue, yeah. On second thought.
That's far away.
That's down by the East River. Oh, no, that's not. They're not close at all. Amsterdam and that are not close at all. Matter of fact, it's hard for it to be much farther apart because York Avenue is the last avenue before you get to the FDR. And Amsterdam is way
the other side, right?
Yeah. Not the other side, but it's far enough away where it's where it's a pain in the ass.
All right, so we won't be able to do that.
At least they're both on the east side.
Oh, great.
Depends what time you're there. Also, the traffic.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a weekend. Not this weekend, but probably next weekend.
You should be all right. Where on York Avenue? Do you have the exact address on York?
1175.
Yeah. Well, it's always a crapshoot when you're on the east side. Always a crapshoot when you're on the east side.
It is, right?
Yep. So, but they're not close together. They're not really far apart, but in New York City distance, they're not close to 7. Yeah.
And I did bring my phone into my nearby Verizon yesterday.
Yep.
And I was able to get an upgrade. And the adapter to my little Osmo pocket camera.
Now works.
It fit beautifully and worked nicely.
There you go, sir.
So I did get that accomplished yesterday while I was actually pacing the store because here it was snowing. And all I could hear Marshall say to me, Pat, you said it wasn't going to snow by 11 o'clock.
Oh, it was just light snow. It ended right away.
Oh, yeah, not here. Here it snowed for 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah, but nothing stuck.
Yeah, it was very light snow. It started coming down at about 11 o'clock.
Right.
But then it stopped. It was just like
stirring,
yeah. And then the other stuff didn't start until you, like you said, not till like 4 or 5 o'clock.
Okay, so that all worked out. That's good.
All right.
And, yes, and I will see you tomorrow morning, hopefully with a little bit more in the way of commitment for the weekend.
All right, Pat, I'll see you next month.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Goodbye, February.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center with a check on the forecast.